Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette
Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the World Wide Web. Hey, guys, how you all doing? Oh, my goodness, we're getting into fall. The leaves are about to change and are changing, and I hope you are just having a dynamic life. I'm going to just say it that way, a dynamic life. Listen, we are excited to have you joining us here. As always, every single week, as we bring to you phenomenal guests, and certainly today we have two sister girlfriends that are hanging out with us in the house, in the virtual studio. And so let me let you know who is coming up on today's show. In our first segment, I'm really excited to feature comedian, evangelist, Danielle the Diva. And let me give you her government, Danielle Harris Lucas, so you might say, okay, what's the government on that? But listen, Danielle is joining us back by popular demand. You've heard from her before. Listen, we're going to catch up with her to hear what's going on in her world, upcoming comedy show. She's working on a book. She's been doing a lot of speaking events. So we're going to hear all of that from her right in this first segment here. And then in our second segment, you certainly do not want to move. You don't want to touch that virtual dial. We're going to be hearing from, oh my goodness, Nicole Cleveland. She's the founder of Breathe Again Ministry. She's a mom. She is a minister. She is an author, a motivational speaker, and she's here to talk to us about her newest book release. We're really excited to hear from her concerning her very new latest book release called So He Hurt You, Now What? And it includes messages of hope for a hurting sister. So listen, you want to keep it locked right here. So this is what I want you to do. Jump on Twitter. Tell them what you're listening to. Twitter.com/Charvette. Go ahead and just tag me in that. Hey, Instagram family. Instagram.com/CharvetteM. And certainly on Facebook, it's just Charvette. Facebook.com/Charvette. And so let's go right on ahead and bring up our first guest again. Comedian Danielle the Diva is joining us. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you, Charvette. It is a pleasure to be with you today and just talk about everything that's going on in this wonderful month of October.
Yes, let's jump right on in. So much that we could talk about. So let's talk about October, as most know, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so I know you've been doing a lot of speaking this month. Tell the listeners a little bit about your experience, what you have to say to people about domestic violence.
Domestic violence is something, it's a very evil thing, you know, but it can be turned around, you know, and I try to let the women know that domestic violence comes in, it takes over by force, but you can always get yourself back. You know, I try to let the women know that it's not just hands being put on you, it's not just, you know, things being done to you, but it's also words, it's also deeds. You know, it comes in many forms of emotional abuse, it comes in forms of physical abuse, it comes in forms of spiritual abuse. You know, just it's so many different tactics, you know what I'm saying? And if you lose control of yourself as a woman, then you don't know, you know, what you're in for. But I tell you, once you gain the control to walk away, begin to talk. You know, I like to teach the women, have a sign, have a symbol, you know, to let your family know that you're being abused. Have a symbol to let people know that, you know, you need help You know, and a lot of women don't know that there are people set up that can help you. You know, there's ministries out here that's going to help the women. There's Samaritan House that's going to help the women. It's a lot of different entities. Now, as a comedian, I'm here to help the women. You know, I've been through it. You know, I've walked through those shoes. You know, I've been afraid before. But fear is just something that is not allowed to be tolerated. You know, if you are afraid, we want to talk to you and get your power back. You know, if you believe in God and you believe in the ways of God, you know that fear, he didn't give us a mind of fear. You know, but we have to learn what to have faith in and believe in. You know, and women, you got to have a self-esteem, believe you are somebody. You know, don't let anybody take that from you. As a mother, I teach my women, the young women now, you are somebody. Don't let anybody talk down to you, because that's where it starts. That's where it
Absolutely.
Starts. It starts in the mind. Don't let nobody, you know, talk down to you. Don't let nobody believe they're better than you. You are somebody. Not even the sky's the limit. There are no limits. You can be what you want to be, and if you don't have help, you go out here and do it yourself. And that's what I teach the women.
Wow, you are limitless. You are limitless. And so what is amazing, Danielle, is that you have used comedy really to really bring awareness around just yourself, number one, but as a survivor, you know, how were you able to institute comedy as an outlet, a marketing, a ministry for yourself and for others?
Oh, my goodness. Comedy for me is therapy. You know, and when I'm able to first heal yourself, you can heal someone else with it. You know, and it's funny because once you realize in your life you own a situation, and then what I do is I take that situation that was meant to keep me down and I put it to a joke, and I'll add it to a joke, and I'll take every situation that I've been through is something worth laughing about. You know, a lot of times people don't know that they can laugh. You can sit back and say, hey, I dodged a blow. We're going to laugh at that. You know, I dodged the bullet. You know, I think about this even. I've written a poem because I've been doing a little spoken word as well, and I let the women know even in this poem, you know, there was somebody that said they were going to love you the rest of your life. He didn't love me. Oh, he didn't laugh. Oh, well, on to the next thing, you know, and begin to build yourself up like building blocks from stacks. You take a joke and you, you know, intertwine it with comedy. You intertwine your story with it. You intertwine things that were meant to keep you down, things that were meant to hurt you, things that were meant to, you know, just take your mind over. And you're like, no, I'm a winner. And once you realize you are a winner, you can laugh at things that meant to make you cry. You know, I've experienced so many different things. You know, in 42 years of life, I've experienced so many different things that it's easy to laugh at my situation. You know, and when you can laugh at your situation, that brings power to you.
Yes.
Because you're not sitting around crying, you're not moping. I made up in my mind at 30 years old, because it took me till 30, to say, hey, I'm not going to cry about this anymore. I won't take any more fists. I won't take any more hands. None of that. I won't take your words. But everything that you throw at me, I'm going to put it in joke form, and I'm going to throw it back out there into the atmosphere. And once you throw it into the atmosphere, you find out other women can relate. Other women can relate.
Wow.
And that's what it's all about, is being relative, you know.
Yes, and other people can relate. And often if it's in a joke, it may be a little bit more palatable. You know, they can, and it may sometimes when it's a joke, it's comedy, it may be to the extreme, but people are able to kind of think about what you're saying, you know, even if it may be an extreme situation. And so how do you come up with jokes? Do you just literally go through all your life experience and then you just build upon it, write it down and build upon it, or does it just drop out of heaven? Are you inspired?
I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to make you laugh. Because really, literally, I pray before I do anything. And it's funny because I think you remember the last time we were together. I didn't have a notebook with me. I didn't do all of that. And what happened is I said, first, you know, the Bible says you seek ye first. So I begin to seek, you know, seek God. Okay, can I talk about this? And what happens is, even in dream, I'm dreaming comedy. Even in just sitting, I'm dreaming, you know, thinking about comedy. Children, they dream about fancy things they want in life. I daydream about jokes. And it's funny because as they come down, I got my little notepad with me, and I jot as they drop. And I'm telling you, I'm very inspired right now in going through domestic violence and talking to my women with breast cancer and, you know, thinking of all of these things, I'm inspired to write what's going to uplift them. I'm inspired to write what's going to encourage them. And like I tell all my friends, as I'm inspired to do whatever it takes to make you continue to live. Whatever it takes, if I can encourage you to just live on, you know, through a situation, because I've lived on through situations, you know, and I didn't know September came, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, but September came, and that was girl cancer month, like uterine and ovarian and all that cancer. And with that September, I ended up combining the 2 months, September and October, and I talked got all my friends together and pulled them in a place where we could laugh and joke about everything. And I have a joke that I talk about with the breast cancer survivors, where when they get together, they have, you know, their boobers and all of this, and they talk about these things. And when I get with them, I say, you know what? I was afraid to go to the doctor. And it wasn't a joke until the way that it was presented to them. And they laughed. But hanging around my girlfriends that went through domestic violence and breast cancer and all these things along with me, it made me not afraid to go to the doctor. You know, I would be afraid I could be hurt and I wouldn't go to the doctor. You know, but talking about all of this and using it in my comedy, you know, I learned to take care of myself a little better. You know, as you empower the younger women, the younger generation, I'm praying this year I inspire at least 4 young women to get on stage and get that mic and do some comedy. Laugh about your situation. You know, and I've got a few right now that they call me their mentor, and it feels good for someone to call you a mentor, you know, because I've learned a long time ago that if you keep God first, everything else is going to be added anyway. You know, and I'm watching this comedy do things that I never thought it would. You know, and I thought, I was like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be great. Comedy, ministry, you know, and I had to learn and even teach some of the ministers that are evangelizing, that are telling the word. They didn't understand why I did comedy. You know, and I said, let me explain something to you. The Bible speaks of laughter, and it says laughter maketh the heart merry like medicine. I'm ministering through laughter. I'm healing the world through laughter. I'm, you know, bringing people's self-esteem up through laughter. You know, I'm making women feel more better about themselves through laughter, and it feels great, and it's wonderful, and it's amazing, and I'm letting them know, hey, someone is here for you, but I'm doing it through laughter, and yes, we're going to laugh.
We're going to laugh, and you are so on point. Number one, I always say God gives us breadcrumbs to confirm that we're going in the right direction. And so by just you stepping out and doing comedy of all different kinds of things, you are seeing how comedy has opened up doors that you didn't even have any intention of probably walking through or shaking the handle to see if the door would open. And that's just confirmation that really this is a direction, because God is a creator. God, we put him in a box and we make people feel like he's somber and stuff, but God is creative, and you have to be creative and inspired to do comedy to even remember the jokes.
Yes.
Absolutely. You absolutely have to be. Big shout out to Kimberly White, who's listening in. Yes. Thank you for listening from Facebook. Thank you. All right, so let's talk about, and you said you've been writing more. I think a little birdie told me you're working on a book.
Yes, I am. I had to jump out and copyright the name. The name of my book is Giving My Wife Away. And it's a really, really good look into the life of Daniela Diva. You know, for so many years, I dated. My parents raised me to date to marry. And, you know, as being grown and born in the church, we do a lot of teaching on marrying, doing things, you know, when you get married. And it trails the life of a young woman who wanted to be in love and wanted to be loved and wanted to feel love. And she didn't know how to get love. You know, she didn't know about the perfect love, first of all, you know, because she lived a life full of don't. And after she ended up going through don't, 17 or 18, she meets what appears to be the love of her life. And in meeting the love of her life, she gives away the majority of herself. She gives away the next 8 years to one person and gives him 2 children. She ends up finding out that they're not going to get married. So she goes on to find love again. She ends up with 2 more children coming, you know, out of wedlock. Mm-hmm. And what she's done is she's slowly given away more herself than she's receiving. And I mean,
Listen, don't tell us too much. That's good.
That's all I can give you right now. That's all I can give you.
Listen, that pulled us in. When do you anticipate that coming out so that listeners can be on the lookout for it?
I'm hoping by fall of 2016, I would have it at least in paperback form.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. I like that. I like that. I'm glad you went ahead and trademarked, got the copyright on the name, so you got
yes,
that locked
yes,
in. Hey,
yes,
listeners, welcome to all those that are tuning in. We see you coming in on the phone lines from Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hey, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We broadcast from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. This is our first segment here, Sister Girlfriend Spotlight with Danielle Harris Lucas, a.k.a. Danielle the Diva. All right, all right. So tell us about this upcoming comedy show that you are going to be in, along with another, like, comedian that's a celebrity and all that. Tell us about it.
Okay, on October 29th, which is Thursday, there is a wonderful comedy show called Comedy at the Movies, and it is going to feature Bruhman from the Martin Lawrence Show. And it's also myself. I'm the only female comedian. There is also comedy greats, local comedy greats, Otis Jones. There's local comedy great, Gary Mitchell, local comedy great, Greg Trotter. This show is going to be amazing. It's going to be held at the Paragon Theater in Newport News. It actually starts at 9 o'clock, but we also have a red carpet event that starts at 6 o'clock where you can come out and meet Bruhman. Also, the man is going to be having after parties over at the Twisted Fort where you can, you know, rub elbows with Bruhman and the other comedians. These shows are going to be phenomenal. Also, on Friday night in Virginia Beach at the Cinema Cafe on Independence Boulevard, there's also going to be a show that begins at 8:30, and it's also going to have the same great local comedians, Danielle the Diva, Greg Trotter, Otis Jones, and Gary Mitchell. Four phenomenal local artists. They're up-and-coming comedians, and they are hilarious. And we're going to be with Bruhman. Bruhman is awesome, awesome comedian. And we're going to be with him. And I'm asking you all to come on out, get your laugh on. He's going to bring back Bruhman from the fifth floor with them four fingers up. We're going to have
listen,
a great
let me give
time.
You, I'm going to give you a virtual hand clap. Listen, can you put your hands together for Danielle? Because you are representing the women. So the only female comic. Now, the comedy scene is definitely saturated with men. So number one, I want to love to hear how breaking into comedy as a female, you know, what you have experienced or any recommendations for those that want to get into the field that are coming up behind you. Anything you could share from a female perspective?
Yes, I can. I want to tell the female comedians up and coming, please, 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 please do your own thing. Build your own brand. You are going to get a lot of comedians that's been in this game for a long time that's going to tell you what you can't do. They're going to tell you how you should look. They're going to tell you how you should talk. But I'm going to tell you something. If you do like me, just keep God in it. Allow God to lead you. I'm telling you, even any comedian genre that you go into, you know, I became I was a versatile comedian where I could do any type of comedy. I chose to stay back to my roots. You know, I could have kept on going left, and it would have taken me a whole other way, but God said, no, go my path. Go my pathway. Stay the course. And the reason why is because if you stay the course, he's going to open doors for you. Let him open doors. Get your comedy together. Write. Build your brand. And one other thing to encourage the female comedian, listen to your inner voice, your own self, and build your brand that way. There are no limits. There are no look limits. There are no voice limits. There are no limits. See, I'm a BBW, and being a BBW in comedy is a little bit harder than if I look like Hollywood. You know, and trust me, I got the whole you don't look the part comedian thing, but I'm going to tell you something. When you got that gift, there's nothing that nobody can say that can stop you, and once you make up in your mind you're going to do it. I look great. I love the way
that's
I look.
Right.
Confidence is everything on that stage, and confidence in your brand and confidence in your technique is going to carry you much further, and most of all, confidence in God.
All right, there you go. Wisdom nuggets right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. If people want to connect with you, Danielle, and kind of follow you and see what you have going on, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
They can hit me on Facebook at Danielle Harris Lucas. They can go to Twitter, the comedy BBW. They can go to Instagram, Big Choco Beauty. I don't know where it came from, but I love it.
Wait a minute. What's the Instagram again?
The Instagram is the Big Choco Beauty.
All right. I want to make sure they got it. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, Danielle? I have heard mainstream comedians say that they have more, we might say Christian comedy, they say clean comedy in mm-hmm. their repertoire because they can get into more places if they have some clean sets instead of every other word is a cuss word. Have
mm-hmm.
you noticed
yes.
that or seen that or heard about that too?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And the thing is, because I've worked in both genres, I know for a fact that a clean set will take you further. It will take you where you need to go. It will put you where you need to be. And I'm going to tell you something. It's something about it that makes things better. It just makes things mm-hmm. better. I didn't realize it. It took me a while to realize it. You know, once you come into who you are and come into the knowledge of the truth and you pick it up from there and move forward, it's
oh.
great not to have to cuss every other word.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I don't want to leave out, as we briefly mentioned before, you are an evangelist. You minister. You know, people can actually go on YouTube and see you preaching. So you are not just a comedian. Do you ever intertwine comedy into preaching?
Yes. Last Friday, I did a women's retreat. And I knew I was going to be in for a treat. It's something about when the anointing is present. I didn't know I was going to be in for this treat. But, you know, shout out to the Kingdom Women. And Kingdom Leading Women retreat was amazing. And the name of their topic was I Survive to Thrive. And when I
okay.
got there, it was such an atmosphere that I was like, okay, y'all know better than to give me this mic. And people learn when I come up to do comedy and they just got finished preaching and teaching, the first thing you do if you are spiritual is you tap right into the anointing that's already present.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you begin to do comedy, and it begins to take another turn. And the turn, it begins to encourage, it begins to empower, it begins to exalt, it begins to lift God higher, it begins to give him glory. And it's crazy because I thank God for being able to do that. You know, and I
yeah.
always tap back into who I originally was. You know, and it's funny because when I think I'm the furthest away from his glory and his grace, I touch an anointed microphone, an anointed atmosphere, and it picked
mm-hmm.
right back up where we left off. You know, and I didn't leave, you know,
right.
because I'm still in prayer. I still fast for the shows to be a success. But it's amazing when you can walk into an atmosphere that's set aside just for comedy and be able to worship.
Wow. See,
that's
God. That you can't put nothing else on that but God. We
amazing.
Have boxed him in. We have put constraints on what it's supposed to look like and what it's supposed
that's
to be
right.
and how things are supposed to be. When he created the universe, he's a creator, so anything that's creative is flowing through him. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so my
yeah.
last question for you, as we get prepared to move into our second segment with Nicole Cleveland. Listen, if you're hanging out with us, you don't want to move because I'm telling you, she wrote a book called So He Hurt You, Now What? And you want to hear her testimony. You want to hear the energy and the impact and the anointing this young lady has on her life. So don't move. But my last question for you, Danielle, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Continues to motivate me. I am
yes.
actually inspired by spoken word artists. I'm inspired by people of the art, and what
mm-hmm.
I'm inspired most by and what motivates me is being able to empower other women, being able to empower other humans, actually, because the men laugh. The men love Danielle Diva, and I thank God for the favor that he given me. You know, it's great because I've been places that I didn't think I was supposed to be, far as with this comedy thing, but what
mm-hmm.
motivates me is being able to lift others. When you can walk in somewhere and you're not feeling, you know, like being there, and I hit that stage and say, hey, we're going to laugh tonight. And then at the end of the night, I've seen your tonsils. I've seen your bridge work.
Yeah.
That's motivating.
<Yes. laughs>
That's motivating.
That is motivating. I think that is awesome. That's awesome. Oh, and we forgot to mention, if they're in the area, in the Tidewater area, they can see you on TV on Thursday, right?
Yes, Channel 3.
Yes. Channel 3. And so is that Virginia Beach, Portsmouth?
Uh-huh.
What areas can pick up that?
Okay. It's the 757, and I'm going to be on at 8:10 on Thursday morning on WTKR Channel 3. It's going to be Gary Mitchell, Bruhman, and myself, Danielle the Diva, and we're going to be promoting this show.
All right. And listen, listeners, you can say, I heard her on the Charvette Mitchell radio show. Listen, that's how we do. We bring y'all celebrities and dynamic people all the time. Well, it has been great catching up with you. I definitely have to have you back when that book drops, because that you pulled me in with that description. So we will have you back so you can let the listeners know about that. And we just wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much. And I love the Charvette Mitchell show, and I can't
Aww.
Wait to hear it. And I'm going to tell you, you inspire me, girl. Keep working for us, BBW. You are gorgeous.
Hey, girl. Hey, thank you. Thank you. I will. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with Nicole Cleveland. You don't want to miss it. Stay right there.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again, guys. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad you're hanging out with us here. As always, we are so excited to have all those that are on the phone lines. Hey there, we see you. Those that are coming in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Instagram. I hope you're following me. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Love to have you follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Hang out with me from time to time on Periscope. It's just Charvette. And certainly my Instagram friends, instagram.com/CharvetteM. That's the only difference. Everything else is Charvette. Instagram is CharvetteM. So listen, I wanted to give you all a personal invitation to a group coaching program that I have. Yes. It starts next week. You can get in on it. It's called Facebook for Entrepreneurs, and I'm telling you what, I want to show you, coach you on leveraging Facebook as a means to attract clients. If you're promoting any kind of product, any kind of business, any kind of service, even ministry, we can put that in there, and you're struggling to use Facebook, you know that there is power in it, you are looking and you see other people are being successful by using Facebook as a platform, join me for this four-week group coaching program. You can go to joincharvette.com, or if you're already hanging out on charvette.com, if you look over to the right, you should see the little ad for it. It's called Facebook for Entrepreneurs. Four-week program, and I'm telling you what, we're going to do four Mondays in a row leading right up to Thanksgiving, so we'll get you straight all before Black Friday and all that good stuff, so I'd love to have you. I'm going to help you create a Facebook client attraction plan, so give me 4 weeks, and I want to help you out, so go check that out right over there, joincharvette.com. You will find all the information that you need there. All right, so we're moving into our second segment. I'm excited to have Nicole Cleveland going to be joining us in the virtual studio. She's the founder of Breathe Again Ministries, Breathe Again Magazine, and she's the host of Breathe Again Radio Show. Her most recent book release, So He Hurt You, Now What, contains messages of hope for a hurting sister, and it really speaks directly to the hurting sister that's struggling to move past hurt or betrayal of a man, of a gentleman. So that's what it's dealing with. You're going to get to hear all about it. So listen, we're going to let you hear a little bit of Before the Rainbow by Allison Lilly, and then we'll be right up with Nicole Cleveland hanging out with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I promise, I just gave you a little snippet. I know, Before the Rainbow by Allison Lilly. She is from Richmond, Virginia. Check her out on iTunes or go to AllisonLilly.com. Listen, we're ready. We're bringing up Nicole Cleveland up to the mic right now on air with us, a mother, a minister, a motivational speaker, and I'm telling you what, she has a message to share. Hello, Nicole. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Charvette. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I am great, and thank you so much for having me. You didn't have to play that song before I came up. You're going to have me have a floor ministry up in here.
Oh, my God. Have you heard this before?
I have not, girl.
Oh, check it out. Nicole, Allison Lilly, I'm telling a minstrel right here in the capital city, but we'll make sure you get connected. And so, listen,
yes.
That's just God, because I just hit that button and said, let's play that. So,
yes,
but Nicole, you know what? You have been tearing up Periscope. So tell
oh
us
my
how,
God.
You got, how you got hooked on Periscope and what you've been doing over on that app.
Girl, sure, Vet. Look, it's another platform. It's another platform for me to reach those that are hurting, those that are broken, those that are going through, and those that may feel like they're by themselves, because there's so many people out here in this world that are hurting. They are on the verge of giving up, Charvette. They're turning away. Mm-hmm. They're walking away from church and God and their families. And if I can just be a message of hope, if I can share something with someone. And so Periscope is just another platform.
Wow. And so have you found that the response has been a good response? You're connecting with people that you never connected with before?
Yes. Yes, Charvette. It's amazing. I'll do a scope and I'll just be ministering to people and they'll be talking back, because Periscope is a dialogue. It's a conversation. If I can read those things that come, if I
right,
can read
they fly by so fast. Yeah.
If I can read the messages, but it's a dialogue. And so they're asking questions. When will the pain stop? How long will it hurt? When will I stop crying? And so, therefore, this is serious, because these people in this world, including myself, are going through and have gone through, and they just need to see hope.
Yeah, yeah, need to see hope and feel hope from others.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about Breathe. I'm going to start kind of from the beginning. Breathe Again magazine was definitely, and now Breathe Again Ministries, definitely something that you were so compassionate about, and people were connected with you. Is that still one of your babies?
It is one of my babies. It is. And I have to restart the baby. I need to give it some life again, because sometimes life happens and we have to put some things on pause. And that's what happened in 2006. I founded Breathe Again magazine, and it really was a portal, an online portal to post and to encourage and motivate people that are going through adversity and trials and tribulations. And I did that because in 2004, I went through a really rough time, infidelity in my marriage, and I found that so many people out there were hurting. So I founded Breathe Again magazine, and from that, the radio show was birthed, and then the books were birthed, and I wrote the first book, Zoe Cheated. Now what? Do I stay or walk away? And now I'm into this other phase of, So He Hurt You, Now What? Messages of hope for a hurting sister. Sometimes we start out one way, and then we get detoured, and then we still have to go to the final destination, but we just got to take another route, and that's where I'm at right now.
Wow. And you know what? I think it was so prophetic that you titled it Breathe Again. How did you get the title of that, which, you know, is an umbrella for the ministry, for the magazine, for the radio show?
Because when we go through, we can't breathe. I know when I have gone through, it feels like elephants are sitting on my chest. And I went through a lot of panic and I went through a lot of anxiety, as I hear from a lot of women that go through the same thing, and they can't breathe. And so Breathe Again was so relevant, because when I was able to see hope and feel hope and God delivered and restored, I was able to breathe again.
Breathe Again. There you have it, listeners, right there. And so in particular, you are definitely focusing on, there are a lot of different hurts. Let me just say that there's all kinds of hurts that people deal with, that we could run through a laundry list from, you know, A to Z of different things or events or situations that have hurt us. But what I like that you do is that you hone in on if a sister has struggled with, you know, a past hurt from a man in particular.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people try to just dismiss that, like just get over it, they dismiss it. So I'm talk a little bit about how, you know, you wanted to make sure there was a voice for that sister.
Yeah, that's real good, Charvette. And it's a great question, because even last night I was talking about crying, and so many people would say, when are you going to stop crying? Or just get in the Bible, read the Bible, it'll be okay. Just give it to God and let it go. And I said on the scope last night, look, you have to go through your process. You need to deal with it how you deal with it. The way you deal with it is not the way I deal with it. And if I want to continue to cry, I'm going to cry because I want to cry. And they're my tears.
Right.
Right.
You know, and I bet the person that said just read, I bet the person that said just read the Bible and get, they haven't been through a hard hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, girl, exactly. And you know how when you was growing up and your mama beat you or you got a beating from somebody and they just said, stop crying. And you you couldn't breathe. And that's how
right.
it feels sometimes when you're going through. But I really wanted to be that voice for that woman that is going through infidelity. Let's just call it for what it is. It is infidelity. It's betrayal. It's hurt. And a lot of times we sweep that thing under the rug. We don't want to deal with it, and we feel like we're by ourselves, and we
yeah.
and the devil beats the hell out of us when we're by ourselves in the home, and we kind of we internalize it. What's wrong with me? What did I do? Why did this happen? And then we go back, and and I say, don't do that. You can't do that because there's so many shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and you know, at the end of the day, it really has nothing to do with you as that individual. It has everything to do with the other person. And it is a choice. It's a choice a grown person makes that you have nothing to do with it. So stop beating yourself up. But I had to learn that, Charvette. It didn't come. It wasn't like a light bulb that went off in my head the second day.
Yeah. My God. Well, you know what? Psalms 147 and 3, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 147 and 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted bandages up their wounds.
Come on.
So
yeah.
for anyone who is discounting, you know, a hurt from a relationship or hurt that broke, a relationship that broke your heart, it's very clear, you know, Jesus, he heals the brokenhearted.
Hallelujah.
And he's taking time to bandage up the wounds. And so that's just that. And so certainly I want to applaud you for being, you know, transparent to write so he hurt you now what? Because that, you know, is certainly out of a vulnerable place. So how does the book open up if a reader picks it up? How does it start?
It's so interesting, too, Charvette. I wrote the book maybe 6 months before my marriage fell apart. And so I wrote the book. God had me. God is so strategic, Charvette. God is amazing. So 6 months prior to what happened in my marriage, I wrote this book. And so one day I was, you know, crying, screaming, yelling, talking about what was going on and just having a good old pity party because that's what we do, right? We do that, and I did that. And so my girlfriend said to me, Nicole, just read your own book. And I was like, who are you talking to?
Right. You talking to me?
Yeah, you talking to me? And so I had to go back and I had to pick up the very book that I wrote to encourage other women to encourage myself. Because remember, I was the one that was out there encouraging women, talking about, you know, God restores and God heals and God can put you back together again and he can do all these things. But I never thought in a million years that I would be reading my very own book to heal my own wound. But we just serve a bad God like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. And just like you said, he's so strategic. He's so strategic that he would enlighten you to write it and then turn around and let it be a healing element for you. Well, I'm telling you, you've gotten great reviews, you know, on Amazon, all five-star reviews on Amazon. So listeners, tell them real quick where they can pick up, all the places they can pick up a copy.
Yeah, they can pick it up on Amazon. You can go to Amazon, plug in So He Hurt You Now What, Messages of Hope for a Hurting Sister, or you can pull up Nicole Cleveland. You can go to my website, NicoleCOnline.com, and there's information out there for the book as well. Charvette, did you want me to go into the dedication of the book?
Yes, please
okay.
do.
Wonderful, wonderful. So in my dedication, it says, this book is dedicated to my sister friends who suffer in silence. to the ones who come to church but are slowly dying on the inside, to the ones who want to give up on life, to the ones who take care of the kids and cry while cooking dinner, to the ones who break down while in the shower so no one hears them, to the ones who live with panic and anxiety on a daily basis, to the ones who barely have enough in the bank for gas money. That's who this book is dedicated to.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Awesome. And certainly those that have been reading it have felt help. You can even just look at some of the reviews. One person said, what an awesome and eye-opening book Nicole Cleveland has written. It's the go-to guide for let's break it down, you know, see how this pain is, you know, pick yourself up, take steps to begin your process. Somebody else said, I think it's really appropriate that at this juncture in time, and listeners, I'm just reading directly from, this is Reality Radio, I'm just reading directly from Amazon. I think it's really appropriate at this juncture in my life. I would read Nicole's book. It is so good to know that I'm not alone in this season in my life. I needed to hear these powerful words. This book written to sisters in letter form makes it more personal.
So,
how do you feel when you hear, you know, those type of responses?
Sure, but I get, you know, weepy-eyed. I really do, and I'm humbled and I'm honored. One, because I never thought that I would be writing a book, telling my story, telling my business, letting people know about the hurts on a daily basis. But I heal by helping others. A lot of times, most people will sit down and they won't tell the story, but I heal daily by telling it. I heal daily when I help somebody else that's going through the same thing, that's when I heal. So that's my ground and that is my backdrop, and I just give God the glory because he chose me, Charvette. He did not just say, okay, I'm going to give that to Nicole. He knew I would be able to bear it. He knew I'd be able to go through it, and he knew I wouldn't hold on to it. So he chose me for every pain, every tear, and every obstacle that I have to endure.
What great perspective to have, really, really. And one thing I really like, you, and I've seen you do this on social media, but you're like, hey, girl, you know, hey, girl, take your power rack. Like, hey, girl, just to make it, you know, really personal, you know, between you and the reader or whoever you're trying to impact.
Yeah, and I do that because I think I know because I was that hurting person. When you're going through, you need somebody that's going to be a sister friend. This book is really about, if you could imagine a girlfriend flying in from out of town to be with you, to hold you, to encourage you, to kiss your forehead, to rock you, and let you know that it's going to be all right. Yes, he left. Yes, he said he didn't love you. Yes, he did those things. He said those things to you. But you are going to make it. I tell people all the time, cry, scream, and yell if you must. But when you are finished, wipe your tears, fix your clothes, get out the bed, and live again, dream again, breathe again. Because you know what, Charvette? We need that person. We need them. Like, we need each other. The children need them. The world needs them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I posted on my Facebook last night from a girl I just started following on from Periscope, Dr. Monica Organda, and she posted. She said in a Periscope, "Nobody is coming. God sent you." So whatever salvation, whatever escape hatch where you're looking for, whatever, you know, squad is coming, whatever sniper unit you're looking for, they're not coming.
They ain't coming. And the reality is, even when we're going through, I tell people all the time, I didn't have nobody that was going to come to my rescue and write me a $5,000 check for the rent. I didn't have anyone that was going to pay all my bills. I didn't have anyone that was going to come and just sweep me off my feet and make it better. I had to do work, like Ayana says. You have to do the work. So I had to do my own work. And because at the time that all this happened, Charvette, I wasn't working. I didn't have a job. I was trying to build and do what I needed to do. I had children in the house. And the way that it happened so abruptly that I was at a place that I've never, ever been in my life. But that low place, God was there each and every day. And at the end of the day, Charvette, all I had was faith. All I had was faith. And every day I would say, God, if you don't do it, I don't know how it's going to get done. So I'd give it to you, and I would go to bed. And I've seen miraculous works. Because when we say we have faith and we believe, it's one thing. But when you truly don't know where it's coming from and you truly don't know what you're going to do, that's faith. And that's where God meets us. And he met me
there. Meets us at the intersection of faith. My goodness. And so what I really like also about how you set the book up is, you know, you kind of start off with, hey, girl, and then you go into suggested scripture reading and then a prayer starter. What is a prayer starter?
Sometimes we don't know how to pray. We don't know what to pray. I have been there, and sometimes I'm still there. I'll be so hurt and distraught by certain things that happen, and I don't know what to say. And sometimes I don't know how to start it off. So these prayer starters in here are, okay, so if you're dealing with a certain subject, and so for instance I'm looking at, it always starts off by, hey, girl, I pray your today is better than your yesterday. Did you know you have the power to choose who will be around you? And so at that point, if you kind of wrestling with your friends and who I should talk to and who I shouldn't talk to when you're hurt and you're distraught, I give you a scripture. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Then the prayer starter that I give you for that moment, because maybe you don't know what to say, is, Lord, show me who is for me and who is not for me. I don't want any counterfeits around me during this transition in my life. Show me, Lord. So it's sort of like a kickstart for them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because sometimes, like you say, you don't know what to say, and sometimes you don't feel like saying anything. But at least if you get
to say nothing.
At least if you like, let me, Lord, get the prayer starter. At least let me say that. If I can't think of anything else or don't feel like saying anything else, let me just at least say that. And prayer absolutely works. Absolutely works. Even if even those that are not believers. Recognize the power of prayer, even those that are not believers. Wow. So tell the listeners one more time how they can get a hold of the book.
They can go to Amazon and they can pull up Nicole Cleveland, or they can pull up So He Hurt You, Now What? Messages of Hope for a Hurting Sister. They can go to my website, NicoleCOnline.com. They can reach out to me on Facebook. I am on Facebook, Nicole C. Online. I'm on Twitter, Nicole C. Online, everywhere. Periscope, Nicole C. Online. I've kind of branded that Nicole C. Online. So you can connect with me. I get it. I understand. I will never judge another person because how long they're taking or the tears that they're crying. I'll never negate that fact. I'll never discount somebody's feelings or how they feel because it is their feelings. I will hold their hand. I will walk them through it, but I'll help them walk. I'm not going to carry. I'll carry for a little bit, but then you're going to have to walk a little bit too.
Yeah, walk a little bit, a little bit too. And so you are available certainly for speaking engagements. I think you would be awesome for a women's conference, symposium, family conference. So listeners, connect there. And if you're hanging out on Charvette.com, there's a blog post about Nicole, and her website address is right there. So that's an easy connection point. On Twitter, we have tweeted and tagged her on Twitter. Big shout out to Carla Jenkins on Twitter. Thank you for retweeting about the show. We appreciate you. Any upcoming events or anything that you want to shout out to the listeners, let them know about?
Sure. So last week I was in a play, No Pain, No Gain, at the Henrico Theater, and it was phenomenal. It's written and directed by Pastor Vicki Coward of Agape International Ministries. But from that, a playwright reached out to me, Karen Gordon, and asked me in her upcoming production called Church Folk. And so that is going to be on November 15th at Trinity Life Center in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm just so honored and I'm thankful. So that's called Church Folk, and it's going to be November 15th because acting is an outlet for me. I love acting. I love theater. And I love that I can be somebody else if for just an hour or 2 hours.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yes.
And Karen, well, big shout out to Karen. Karen Gordon is a friend of the show. Church
Yay.
Folks, let's get it right. An inspirational
yes.
comedy stage play. Oh, my goodness. Sunday, November 15th. There is 5
yes.
p.m. show. Doors open at 4. So you can check that out. And her website is kgproductions.com. Kgproductions.com.
Yes.
And pick up your
too.
Tickets. Yes, yes, she is. Big shout out to her. Her and I are actually up for a nomination for an award this coming weekend from Achia Magazine. So big shout out there.
Oh, bless you. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And I didn't even know you were connected.
I love doing stuff.
Yes,
doing
listen,
stuff.
We have to,
you know, that's
we have to represent the kingdom.
Support. That's right. We
yeah.
support one another.
Absolutely. All right. So my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, wow. What continues to motivate me? So much continues to motivate me. But you know what? I believe it's my assignment. That is what continues to motivate me. I know what my purpose is, and I know what my assignment is, and that motivates me to get up and do what I need to do because there's so many individuals out here hurting in this world. And at the end of the day, I do not want to leave this world, Charvette. Go before God, and he say, why didn't you do what I told you to do? And I say, well, he left me, or she didn't like me, or they talked about me, or he didn't want to support me, or she didn't want to support me. I wouldn't be able to take that. So that's not my goal. My goal is to continue to do what God has called me to do, and that motivates me. That inspires me. To see somebody put a smile on their face that was just distraught from crying because they felt like they would not make it because their
yeah.
husband left or their boyfriend left. That inspires me. That motivates me. If I just reach one person, Charvette, my mission has been accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. Well, Nicole, again, thank you so much for coming on the show and just sharing transparently with our listeners. And I, you know, applaud you for being on assignment and on
thank
task.
You.
And certainly there is a great reward for you here on
Hallelujah.
Planet Earth. There is a great
thank
reward
you.
For you. So thank you for stopping by.
You are more than welcome. God
right.
bless you.
Thank you. All right, listeners, that wraps up another show. Wow. I told you today's show was phenomenal, featuring two sister girlfriends just doing dynamic things, helping people in their own way. We started off with comedian Danielle Harris Lucas, and just how she has used comedy to help women and to help sisters and to talk about breast cancer awareness and domestic violence and all of that. Big shout out to her. I've tagged her on Facebook so you can connect there. And then we rolled into our segment with Nicole Cleveland, author, motivational speaker. I'm telling you what, support her. I've connected, tweeted her, and I have Facebooked her. So make sure you connect with her and check out her book, So He Hurts You Now What. Buy it, give it to a friend if you feel like that doesn't fit you. Just have it in your back pocket or for someone, okay? Do that. And then again, I want to remind you and invite you to my 4-week group coaching program. We'll create your 30-day Facebook client attraction plan so you can build your brand, you can attract more clients, you can book more speaking engagements, and you can sell more products by using your presence on social media such as Facebook. So it's called Facebook for Entrepreneurs, 4-week session. It starts November 2nd, Monday, November 2nd. We'll go straight for 4 Mondays. It'll be a 60-minute session. It'll be recorded. You will have some homework. Someone sent me an email today and said, will there be homework? Yes, so you will have some assignments, but we're going to get you all taken care of, the 4 modules that we're going to cover. I'll just give you all that information right now. Module 1, we're going to talk about Facebook branding basics. What is branding? Making sure that your Facebook is representing your brand, some techniques, some things you might not have set up on your Facebook. Want to make sure that's taken taken care of. Module 2 is really my technique on how to get noticed on Facebook. I'm going to share easy and friendly Facebook posting techniques, what to write, what kind of conversations you should be having within Facebook groups and things of that nature. Then we move into Module 3, which is Week 3, and we're going to get into the 30-day Facebook client attraction calendar, talk about the strategy behind that, tools for you to create content, how you can curate content so you don't have to do all the work. You can borrow somebody else's stuff, not stealing or anything. You can give them the credit, but we'll show you how to get content, how to repurpose some of the content you've already put out on social media. We'll talk about the framework of the 30-day Facebook client attraction plan, and then Module 4 is really a working session. We will talk about how you implement what we put together, how you can rinse and repeat the 30 days so you can just keep it going. Certainly, there will be question and answer sessions intertwined. Again, you can go to joincharvette.com. There is an investment, and it's a small investment compared to the value that you will receive from this four-week segment. So go to joincharvette.com, or if you're already on charvette.com and you're listening, you should see a little ad right over to the right, and it's on all my Facebook pages and all that good stuff. So I just wanted to make sure you had that information. Well, it is a wrap for today. I thank you so much for joining us here. It has been a blessing, and I trust that you feel the same way. Until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.